Hey there, it's Vicky here from Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners. How the devil are you? I was only meant to have a week off. I thought I'd have a sneaky week off at the start of December from doing this podcast, and it's actually turned into 4 weeks off. And the time away was really good because, you know, I'd already done 9 episodes and was thinking about where I take the podcast in 2021, and having time away from it has helped me crystallize that and know what I want to do and what content I want to create for you to make sure that you get a ton of value out of me in terms of knowing how to improve the sales on your website, how to love your website, how to drive traffic to your website in 2021. So thank you so much for checking this episode out and continuing to listen. I really appreciate you. And this episode, the first of 2021, is going to be a good one because it's e-commerce week over in the Supercharger website membership, my online paid membership community. And one of the things that tends to come out of conversations that I have with members and with my own clients as well, we're talking about creating an online store, is what platform should I pick? So if you are a website owner who's thinking of creating an online store, then this episode is going to be right up your strata. You're going to love it. But if you are an online store owner listening to this episode and you're thinking about replatforming for whatever reason, maybe you're on like Weebly or Wix Commerce, and they're just not doing enough for you, and you're thinking, I want to pick a reliable e-commerce platform that's going to work for me and help me grow my business in 2021, then again, this episode is going to be up your street, and you're going to get a lot from this. So do have a listen. Let me know what you think, and enjoy. I'm Vicky Jakes, and in this podcast, I'm aiming to bring you no-nonsense advice on how to drive more traffic to your small business website so that you can start making more money. It will be packed full of hints and tips, jargon-free, and a chance for us to geek out together on a weekly basis. So let's crack on with this week's episode. Well, now, it seems that this year, 2021, is going to be a good year for online sales, for e-commerce businesses. And if you don't have an e-commerce website, i.e. you're not selling your products or services online, you might want to consider doing that. I'll put the link to this in the show notes, but on a recent Wix e-commerce post, did reference some really good stats that I want to share with you just to show you how much the market is changing. Right, so in 2021, in this year coming up, over 2.14 billion people worldwide are expected to buy goods and services online. It's just astonishing, the amount of people on the planet. Is that half or just over half the people on the planet will be buying online? So if you've always been in the camp of thinking, my people like to touch my products, they like to talk to me, they like to be there in person in my bricks and mortar store, guess what? Their behavior is changing, and it has changed beyond recognition throughout the past year, through 2020, because, you know, buying behavior had to change. We couldn't go to shops. We had to buy online. They also reference another cool stat from Statista in their post as well, saying that online sales accounted for 14% of all retail sales in 2019. And this figure is expected to reach 22%. So nearly a quarter of all retail sales by 2023. So you've got a couple of years to get with it, But it is predicted that 95% of all retail purchases will be made online by 2040. It's just where behavior is going. It's just the nature of how people have decided to purchase their products and services, they can see it's not as difficult as it might have been in the past. It's secure, it's trustworthy. They don't have to travel anywhere. They don't have to leave their car in a car park. They don't have to mix with people and possibly get contaminated. They don't have to talk to people. And if they don't like the products, they can put them in the post and send them back. Like, having gone through this process over the past 2, 3, 4, 5 years, we've started to trust it. And you should trust that this is where buying behavior is going as well. So if you don't have an e-commerce site already, and I'm assuming you don't, which is why you've tuned into this episode of the podcast, then I've got something for you. One of the questions I get asked the most when small businesses come to me and say, I want to create an online store, is, what platform should I choose? What platform should I choose to set up my online shop? And I get this question a lot, because it's very confusing to know which is the right platform to select. And what I'm going to do in this episode is take you through my top two. I could go through all the e-commerce platforms out there, but mostly with my small business people who I work with, we utilize either Shopify or a WordPress plugin called WooCommerce. And I think they're two of the best platforms on the market, and both have amazing features and benefits for online store owners. But there are differences to the two platforms, and I'm going to cover the pros and cons of each and help you make up your mind about which one to pick. So you can just get up and running with your own online store quickly, because as we've established, this is where buyer behavior is going, and you need to keep up with that. So firstly, let's talk about WooCommerce. So like I said, WooCommerce is a plugin that's built on the WordPress platform. And it's actually created by Automattic, who are kind of like the gatekeepers, the caretakers of WordPress. WordPress is a free to use content management system, right? You can download the code for free, add it to a hosting platform, and get up and running and using it with some developer intervention fairly quickly. So it's free. WordPress is free to get up and running and use. And WooCommerce as a plugin is also free to use as well. But as I kind of covered there, you do need a little bit of tech help to get up and running with your own hosted WordPress website. Most hosts out there, and by host I mean like TSO Host or GoDaddy or SiteGround or one of those guys, will actually install the WordPress code for you. They have packages that come with it already installed. So all you need to do is log in and off you go, up and running. But you will need to do some configuration to your installation and name the site and create pages, add your SEO data. And then once you've got the WooCommerce plugin installed, you also need to set time aside to configure it and make sure that it looks like how you want it to look, that it connects with your payment provider, that it sends emails correctly, that those emails look okay, that it's got the right SEO juice to be found by Google. So you need to set aside time and patience to get up and running with WooCommerce on the WordPress platform. Shopify, on the other hand, is a hosted option, e-commerce option. So you actually rock up to the Shopify.com website, create an account, a bit like you would create an account with Facebook, right? and it already has hosting. It manages that hosting, all the security, all the configuration on your behalf. You can even register a domain name with them, and they'll connect your domain name or website address for you. All you need to do when you get started with Shopify is to pick a theme and add some products. And with Shopify, the interface is very user-centric and easy to navigate. You can't deviate vastly away from the look and feel of the themes that they give you. And you won't see a line of code or errors pop up like you would do with WordPress or WooCommerce. So if you are very tech shy, like you don't want to go through the process of buying your own hosting, of pointing a domain at your hosting, even though your hosting provider could probably help you with both of those, you haven't got the time to configure a WordPress installation, and you haven't got the time to configure a WooCommerce installation. And like I said, that means adding not just the products, but also adding any extra plugins and functionality that will allow you to define the tax and the shipping for certain orders that are made on your website. So if you don't have an appetite to go through and do that type of website administration, probably Shopify is going to be the winner for you in terms of the time that you have, because you can literally create an account and get up and running, like your site being transactional, with Shopify in less than an hour. I've done this for clients before. Like you can literally go and create a brand new account with Shopify, use Shopify's payment gateway. So you don't have to go and create a separate payment gateway with Stripe or with PayPal. And all you need to do is add some products, some shipping details, use the kind of standard default themes that come with Shopify. And there you go. You are literally transactional because it handles all of the thinking for you in the back end. You don't need to add extra plugins or extra functionality. So if you are not techie in the slightest and you have no interest in managing that side of things, then definitely Shopify is for you. However, there is a cost implication associated with that, right? Like I said before, WooCommerce is a free to install plugin that you can add to your existing WordPress website. Now, this does mean that you need a WordPress website to get up and running. However, you're going to need hosting and a domain name and probably something called an SSL certificate, which enables your website to be seen as secure by people who use it. And it's also deemed secure by certain internet powers that be as well. And you'll know you're secure because you've got a little padlock in the address bar of your website. So that's what that means. You've got an SSL certificate. To get a domain for a year and standard hosting that will be fast enough to allow you to host a WooCommerce shop and have an SSL certificate, it's probably going to set you back maybe 150 quid a year if you can find a good deal. It could be anything up to 200 though, depending on the hosting provider that you go for. Most of the plugins that you can get up and running with WordPress and WooCommerce that allow you to improve the functionality of your WooCommerce store. So, like for example, allowing subscriptions or allowing kind of more complicated shipping methods. Like you're going to have to pay for those plugins from WooCommerce or other third-party providers. And they tend to cost anything between $49 to $79 to $200 per year. for a renewing license. So the cost of improving your store could go up. So it might not just be 150 quid a year. It could be a little bit more than that, depending on the extra functionality. But most of the time, you don't need to pay for premium plugins. If you're just getting up and running with a brand new online store for now, you can make your cash and then invest that cash back into the business to start to afford that stuff. Shopify does have a monthly cost associated with it. And any extra levels of functionality are going to cost you a monthly fee. At the moment, at the time of this recording, like the basic Shopify package costs $29 a month, which I think is about £21, 21 UK pounds, great British pounds per month. And what you get with that is like you get your store, you get connections with like social selling, like with Instagram, Facebook, and Amazon. You get the checkout process, so you can utilize Shopify's own payment gateway. You can add as many products as you like. You can add coupons and discounts and gift cards. You can connect it directly with Google and Facebook, so you can set up your Google Merchant account and your Facebook catalog. And I think you can have a couple of people log in. Yeah, you can with that cost as well. So it's pretty good. If you want to start to take it to the next level, like get professional reporting, extra support, and you also want to bring down the fees that Shopify charge you per transaction, because they will. I think it's like 2.9%. with the basic package, and then it sort of goes down to 2.6%. Then, you know, you'll need to pay for the kind of the next level up. And I think the next level up is like the sort of standard package, which is $79 a month. And then they do have like an advanced like Shopify package, which is like $299 a month. And for that, you get like much cheaper per transaction rates charge per for credit card payments. I think you can connect it with like different shipping providers, and you know, this is for people who've got like warehouse systems and, you know, sophisticated kind of shipping provider setups. And point of sale stuff, you know, so like that's the sort of next level up. The most small businesses getting started, though, the $29 a month option is totally fine. But still, that has a cost, right? Which a lot of small business owners are thinking, oh, can't possibly do that. I mean, it is a per month cost, which is quite handy, but that's going to cost you $348 a year, which is 250 quid. So already it's like 100 quid more expensive than, you know, what we just guesstimated for getting WordPress and WooCommerce up and running. There is another hidden set of costs with Shopify as well, and that's with their own version of plugins. So plugins, like extra functionality that you can literally plug into the site. Over on Shopify, they're called apps. And you've got access to an absolute ton of apps in the app marketplace. But they cost money because that's how the providers make their cash back, right? And they could be as cheap as, you know, $5 a month, could be as expensive as $200 a month. It really depends on the functionality. But most Shopify site owners I know end up investing in 1, 2, 3 apps just to take their site, like just to allow their site to either take subscription payments or have a gift wrapping option or have extra SEO functionality or integrate better with, you know, third-party email providers or marketing providers. So that 250 quid-ish that we're thinking that I'd probably slap on another 100 quid on top just in app subscriptions, because you're going to end up getting one or two. It's just a given. It's just a given, especially because unlike with WooCommerce, where you can bend and change how the kind of core system works through adding a plugin, you can't do that with Shopify. They're quite restrictive with, you know, the basic setup and what you can do with that. And third-party app providers can't change that sort of fundamental nature of how, you know, the Shopify transactional process works. You might also not like the free themes that Shopify give you. Debut is a great one, and I always recommend that my small business owners get up and running with that. And instead, you showcase how awesome your Shopify site is through the photography that you use. But it's not enough for some site owners. They want something that allows them to be a bit free with how their brand is shown. So you can pay for premium themes. And again, that's going to cost you. And it really depends on the theme as well. So you need to factor in, actually, yes, you start off paying $29 a month, which seems quite attractive. But when you turn that into an annual cost with apps and possibly paying for a premium theme, you know, you could be spending anything up to sort of 500 quid a year. I personally don't think there's anything wrong with that, because if that 500 quid a year investment is actually, and it, you know, I'm just really underestimating this, but it could make you 10 times your initial investment. I mean, the idea is for that to be 100 times, right? It won't matter that it costs you 500 quid a year. That's a very cheap employee, which is the way that you used to be thinking about it. But back to WordPress and WooCommerce, you know, if you are a small business starting out on a bit of a shoestring, then WooCommerce is the winner here because of its entry to market price, right, which is free. And you can add the Stripe and PayPal payment integrations for free. You can set up accounts with both providers for free. You're only going to pay per transaction. And this doesn't limit business owners just starting out, but you will need a WordPress website with hosting and an SSL certificate and a domain, obviously. So as I've noted already, that there is a learning curve to getting up and running with WooCommerce, but they provide, I believe, excellent online documentation. And you can raise a ticket with their support team if you've got any troubles with any of the features on the plugin. If you've got issues with your own hosting or your domain, you'd have to raise those issues direct with your hosting provider. And be aware that as you add in third-party plugins to your website, they possibly could be conflicting with how WooCommerce works. So again, you'd need to contact the plugin owners direct on their own kind of support portals for any help with them. Kind of leaves a lot of WooCommerce store owners out on their own a little bit then, because if you have a combination of plugins on your site and things are broken, you're not sure why they're broken, it could be a lot of trawling through YouTube or asking questions in support groups, which is why I have so many people in the Supercharger website membership, by the way, who've got WooCommerce stores, because they feel very happy to be able to come and ask questions in our group. But there might be other groups, free groups, that you end up asking questions in. And being troubleshooting and fixing issues with WooCommerce, it's not always a simple affair, because you might have to deactivate plugins one by one and reactivate them to see why things are or are not working. You also need to get your head around setting up taxes for the countries that you sell to and shipping as well. And you know, if you are brand new starting out selling products online, that can be a bit of a minefield. It can be a bit of a minefield, especially, you know, if the goalposts are changing all the time. like your Brexits or your privacy laws, you know, all of those things, you know, impact how us online store owners behave online and can sell online. So you need to be prepared to either ask for the right help, invest in the right help, either with like a tech VA or a developer, or, you know, joining tech memberships like the Supercharger website membership. And you know, you've got to have a lot of patience. Shopify do have an excellent customer service team who they also state are award winning as well. And you can raise a ticket with Shopify via your account, and you can even jump on and have a live chat with them as well. And they can actually access your entire site because they host it, right? And help diagnose any issues with you. I must say, I have only had excellent experiences with Shopify support. They've been so amazingly friendly. I have been minded to jump on when it's morning East Coast time in the US so that I get, you know, a US rep who's nice and fresh. I don't know if that makes a lot of difference. But yeah, like they've been able to help diagnose and fix issues without me ever having to get a developer involved. So if you are looking to make a decision based on the support that you get, I probably would recommend Shopify because their support is amazing. But if the cost of Shopify is something you might have an issue with, then, you know, maybe being part of a group like the Supercharger website membership or, you know, like I said, hiring a tech VA or a dev to help you might be enough. One of the other comparisons that come out of WooCommerce versus Shopify usually is the payment gateways, which I've covered a little bit. But WooCommerce has a range of payment gateways that you can set up, like PayPal and Stripe predominantly. But there are over 100 payment gateway integrations to choose from with WooCommerce. And WooCommerce won't take any cut of the sales made on your store. Instead, that's going to be done by PayPal or Stripe. They'll take a small transaction fee per transaction. And each of the different payment providers is going to have their own fees. So you'll need to factor that cost into the running of your store. Now, Shopify will allow you to connect with third-party payment providers, over 100, but they will charge you 2% per transaction if you use a third-party gateway. So this is on top of the fees that that third-party gateway is charging you as well. But of course, because they're smart at what they do, they've also got their own payment gateway, which they heartily recommend that you utilize, and they won't charge you a fee for using them. So again, this is something you'll need to factor into the cost of running your online store. Now, I do recommend, if you were deciding on a platform based on their payment gateway, is to just go with WooCommerce because the cost is going to be lower than going with Shopify because they won't charge you for using a third-party payment gateway like PayPal or Stripe. And PayPal and Stripe are really good payment gateways to use for online store owners. I trust Stripe a lot. I think PayPal is a necessary evil sometimes because people do trust it immensely. I would say, I don't talk about this formally, but Square also is raved about in my membership as well as a payment gateway on the WordPress platform as well. So I do recommend that based on those recommendations. So we've covered a little bit already the concept of the integrations, the plugins that you have on both platforms. And to scale WooCommerce, you're going to need to utilize plugins, right? And this could take your store from like a little mom and pop operation to something that is multi-site, multi-country, multi-language, right? And premium plugins are usually charged annually, so you'll need to factor that into your running costs. But WooCommerce gives you access to over 50,000 plugins Right. Yeah. And there's just so many amazing ones out there. And you can turn your online store into a subscription hub. You can turn it into an integrated store with like a point of sale till, you know. So if you were selling at markets, you know, you could just hand someone over an iPad and they could make the transaction in front of you. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Now, Shopify have got over 1,000. I think it's to like 1,200-ish free and paid apps. But like I mentioned before, the good ones will charge a monthly fee. Like they'll give you a free trial and then they'll charge afterwards. So WooCommerce wins in terms of the comparison between plugins versus apps because of the range of free functionality that you can get. And this is great for small businesses starting out, you know, so it enables you to get to market much cheaper than kind of going with Shopify. And the final point I want to cover in our comparison here is the scalability of both platforms, right? So with WooCommerce, the ability to add plugins makes it very flexible. And like I said, you can take your site from something very simple to very big and complex as you go. So you can scale up as you grow your business, right? And as you add more products to your site, you don't have 20 anymore. You've got 100. And then you don't have 100 anymore. You've got 1,000, right? You want to think about plugins to speed your site up or protect it from hacks. And at this point, you might want to think about upgrading your hosting as well, which isn't usually a simple process with your hosting provider, and they can manage that for you. But as you get bigger, you need to think more about security, protecting your customer data, ensuring that your site is fast because people won't stay on slow sites. You know, that growth as you turn into a much bigger platform with WooCommerce needs to be, I believe, slow, but it needs to be considered. For sure. And when you get really super massive big, most sites tend to migrate to kind of big e-commerce platforms like Magento, for example. But that's a long way off for many businesses. Like Magento sites I've worked on have like 200,000 products, right? But if you're just starting out with your 20 to 100, great. Just know that you can scale up, right? But you're going to need to factor that into your plans as you do that. Thinking about more hosting, thinking about more security, firewalls, that type of thing. And also just process as well, because it's quite, as you sell more stuff, you know, it's probably quite easy for you to rock up once a week to the WooCommerce platform, see what orders you've got, fulfill those orders, print out some packing slips, head off to the post office and, you know, post your stuff out. However, as you start selling 1,000 products a day, doing 1,000 transactions a day, you're going to need to think about that process. You're going to have employees. How will they get access? And you can do all of that with WooCommerce, but you have to take time to outline that plan and that process. Now, as I mentioned at the top of this chat, Shopify is super simple to get started with, right? And as you grow, you can pay for those plans and they will handle the speed, backup, security requirements on your behalf. So all you need to do is find the cash to pay them, essentially. So when we're looking at the comparison of scalability between the two platforms, WooCommerce wins from a budget point of view, but Shopify would win if you had the budget to invest, I think. So who wins? Who wins here? Look, hopefully you can hear from my enthusiasm, right, that I love both platforms and there's pros and cons to both of them, right? But the decision as to what platform to go for mainly comes down to your appetite for how much configuration that you're prepared to do on your online store. Are you a tinkerer? Are you going to be tinkering with your store? If you're not interested in learning about the tech side of your store, then Shopify would work great for you, but you're going to need to pay for that, right? Shopify is also great for you if you've already got a product that you're already selling. So you can spend time on your business making products and selling your services, right? Many of the small business owners that I work with start out with very little budget, and they're just coming to market with their new products and seeing how things are going. So using a platform like WooCommerce allows them to afford to scale up slowly. And actually, a lot of the people who come into my world are really interested in understanding how a website works. They want to know. And you can get really techie with both sites. You can get really techie with Shopify. I'm not saying at all that you don't have to be, but it's just the configuration time with Shopify is much less than with WooCommerce. But with both platforms, you are going to need to understand how to merchandise a product, what product title will make your product sell, what categories resonate with your users. You're going to need to learn your own sales data and understand what products resonate with your online users and what don't. With both platforms, you're going to need to set up certain shipping parameters and the taxes for the countries that you're going to sell to. And you're going to need to analyze and understand where people are dropping off and not staying on the sites because, you know, the functionality doesn't work or they're a bit slow. And you're still going to have to invest time in understanding your site no matter what platform you're on. However, if you aren't thinking that you have the time to invest in that, Shopify probably is the right platform for you. But if you are someone who is genuinely interested in learning how to set up a website and understand all of that side of your business, and if you can, as a business owner, learn that, I think it's very valuable because that tech knowledge enables you to, well, it enables you to understand how online marketing works in general. Then probably WordPress and WooCommerce is for you. Look, if you're still not made up your mind after listening to this, then why don't you come and join my next Supercharge Your Website 5-Day Challenge? We start the next one on the 11th of January. And in the week, you'll learn what it is that makes your ideal customer want to buy from your website. And if you don't have a website, you'll be able to see from the hundreds and hundreds of people who take part, and we're looking at hopefully over 700 taking part in the next challenge, what it is about their websites that isn't working. And you can then learn from what they're not doing right and apply that to your own website. And we talk about WordPress and Shopify a ton during the challenge usually, and there's even a chance to ask me questions on a daily Facebook live each evening. I will put the link to the next challenge in the show notes, and it would be amazing to see you there. And you'll be able to take some time out at the beginning of 2021 and just see what other people were doing with their online stores, the issues they've got with finding their ideal customers. And hopefully it will give you inspiration and spark for what you could achieve for your online business this year. So thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope that it's giving you some clarity as to what platform to decide on. And please reach out to me, find me on Instagram, or let me know in the challenge if you've listened to this episode and it helped you make a decision. And as usual, if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure that you subscribe. And if you left a review over on iTunes, you would make me a very happy lady. I hope to see you in the next 5-day challenge. And I'll see you in the next episode.